Hi, Gaina. How are you? Good, thanks. I don't know whether you can help me, or I usually talk to, and her name's gone out of my head for years. Who's the other lady that works there? Yeah, I don't know whether she's a practice manager. Do you have a practice manager there? Mel. Yeah, no, it was Mel. But anyway, I need to speak to you, somebody. I'm on, my name's Lynn Cullinane, and I was in hospital, so I couldn't see Dr. Deborah Jewell in November, but I'm seeing her in January. Now, I'm on a tablet, and I know I'm picking up my Webster pack for a month, and I know I've got that tablet in my Webster pack, and I'm unsure whether Dr. Deborah Jewell has to write out the script for that, or what she wants, whether she wants to see me before she writes another script out, or can my doctor write the script out if I'm running low? It's the one that's the expensive one. I think it starts with an X, but the correct name is. Oh, I've got it here. Hang on. Hang on, love. I just got to find it. It's I'll spell it TOFACITINIB, 5 M's, 2 per day. TOF, T for Tom, OFACITINIB, 5 milligrams, 2 times per day. 13,150. Yeah, I'm pretty certain, and I'm unsure about this, but the last time I got the script, my doctor wasn't in and I had to go to another doctor. And she wrote the script out and it was accepted by the chemist. But somebody told me that only the specialist, Dr. Deborah Jewell, can write those scripts out. So I'm unsure what to do in the future, whether she only has to write them out or can the doctors write them out on my behalf, or does she have to see me first? And I'm seeing her. I'll just tell you. Yep. 15th of January. Is it the 15th of January I'm seeing her? Is that at North Lakes or the hub? Oh, that's right, because it's really going to be hard to get in and see her. So that's 2:15 at North Lakes. R205. Yep. No, that'd be great. Thank you. You think so? What did you say? You think it's what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that would be great because I had a phone consult with my doctor the other day because my pharmacist rang up and said I needed these tablets. And then she said, I think. And I know the one that she means because it's an expensive one. And she said, oh, you're running low on that, but I've got enough for a month's supply. And I said, well, I think I'm seeing Dr. Deborah Jeweler in January. And so I think I'm okay, but I just need to clarify whether Dr. Deborah Jeweler has to write that script or whether my doctor can do it on her behalf as long as I'm having ongoing treatment with her. Well, she didn't know. She didn't know. No, so my last visit, the last script that came out is, I don't know how it works, but I went to, my doctor wasn't in and I had to go to another doctor and she wrote that script out and it was actually passed through. But seeing my pharmacist said she wasn't sure whether specialists had to write that out because it is a special tablet. So I'm just confused. My doctor did write another script out for a thing and put it over there, but whether or not the system will take that next time I need the tablets, I don't know. Yep. So Dr. Deborah Jeweler should know that whether she's the only one that can write that script out, or whether because I've got having ongoing treatment with her, whether that my doctor, as long as I'm, and I see her every 6 months, I see her twice a year. Yes, she is. Yeah. That's fine. Yep. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Bye.